What's good, Ivy Nation? Welcome to another edition of the Irish Breakdown Podcast. We'll call it a special weekend edition because we've got multiple things going on right now, Brian. We had a commitment that we're going to talk about, and we also had a practice look-in that we are going to report about. And, you know, of course, if you're a member of the message board, then you've already seen some of our thoughts in written form, but then we'll be able to kind of go long form today. So we're going to hit that second. But first, Brian, we've got a commitment here.
Yes, sir.
And kind of a, I don't know if it's unexpected per se, but
publicly maybe, but no, we've been expecting this for a while. Actually, This was initially supposed to happen last weekend.
Okay.
And then it got pushed back to this weekend, but
fair enough.
Yep.
Fair enough.
2025 pickup.
So here, real quick, before we dive into the Brandon Logan commitment, just a reminder, we're not going to do a mailbag today. So, you know, don't worry about putting mailbag questions in. If you have a dying need to have a question answered, you can throw us a super chat. And of course, we will honor that as we always do.
And we got a comment down there too. So yeah, got a comment, a super chat here. Comment from AST12321. He's showing everybody how it's done. After depressing rumors, recruiting is looking really good in several areas. Big W on the trail and didn't take an L as many expected. Certainly not yet. But that's always the thing, folks. Recruiting is not determined by the current mood.
Correct.
It's determined by what's on the dotted line when signing day gets here. But this is some much needed good news for the 2025 class. But to your point, Vince, if anybody else wants to get their thoughts up or get a question in, my guy AST12321 just showed you how it is done.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the numbers. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in, baby. Get in on the daily action with your friends and become part of the Prize Picks community today. Get in on all the excitement and win up to 100 times your cash with the summer games on Prize Picks. With Prize Picks, you could turn $10 into $1,000 while watching Team USA rack up the gold medals this summer. You can make Prize Picks lineups of players across basketball, soccer, tennis, golf, and more in as little as 60 seconds. Just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and you're locked in. Prize Picks is available in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. I recently won big with a 4-player stat projection. I picked LeBron James to go under 17.5 points in Team USA's first game of the tournament. I picked Stephen Curry to go under 2.5 three-pointers. I picked Kevin Durant to go over 13.5 points. And I threw in Dansby Swanson to have over half of an RBI. Bing, bang, boom, baby. That's a victory. It's just that easy. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code IRISH on Prize Picks for a deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Boom. So without further ado, let's break this thing down. Brian, Brandon Logan, he is technically a 3-star safety from Fort Wayne, Fort Wayne Snyder High School. So, kind of a local kid for all intents and purposes. I mean, Fort Wayne has been good to Notre Dame in the past and it continues to be so. And they went and won the state championship his senior year. He's a safety. And, was committed to Vanderbilt University to play baseball. And then
he'd been committed for over 2 years.
Really?
To play baseball at Vanderbilt. Yeah.
Baseball's kind of crazy. You commit super early for baseball, it seems. And so he's been committed to Vanderbilt for a long time. Decommitted last night in preparation, basically, to commit to Notre Dame for football today. Right. And there's a lot to talk about here because, as I mentioned, he's a 3-star safety. And
you keep saying that he's 3-star publicly.
I'm doing that on purpose.
Yeah, publicly, but he's not a 3-star on the Irish Breakdown.
And that's the point that I'm trying to make. And so there's reasons for that, and we'll get into that. And his offer list obviously is not huge because
football.
because he was a baseball commit for the last 2 years. And so a lot of football schools were just kind of like, well, he's obviously chosen baseball, so we're not really even going to go down that road. And so we'll break that down as well. But Brian, your initial thoughts on this commitment and then we'll jump into the backstory, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, just kind of big picture, Vince, this is a good commitment for Notre Dame. It is. It's a little bit of a lower floor than what they had before, right? With Ivan Taylor. He's not Ivan Taylor right now, but you're talking about a kid that they're betting on the ceiling, and they needed, they wanted to get a third safety in this class. So it fits some numbers. Right, he's highly productive high school player at a very good program, as you mentioned, at one of the, what are they? They 5A or 6A?
They were 5A, and because they won the state championship, they are now 6A this year.
Okay, so
they got bumped up because of the success factor.
Right, so you know, comes from a very good program and a kid that's a two-sport star, and that's a big thing. He's an interesting player because as a sophomore, he's not a Notre Dame player at all. His junior film is good. And his junior film was like, I'd take a flyer on that guy. What really put it over the top for Brandon Logan was the job he did this summer at Notre Dame's camp, which we'll get into here in a little bit. But basically, Vince, they wanted to get a third safety. This is a kid that made a lot of sense. This is a kid that they've been on now for a couple months. That's why he was at Irish Invasion to begin with, is because of, you know, some of the different things he did. But, you know, he was a kid that was – like you said, Vince, just will kind of just slide into the backstory right away because those two things kind of go together.
Fair enough.
The backstory and kind of what this commitment means is this is a kid that just honestly wasn't a football recruit for a long time. I mean, he wasn't a guy. I mean, he's got Iowa and Indiana offers besides Notre Dame. That's it. Well, if Iowa and Notre Dame are offering a kid, you kind of think that some other schools would be in on him just because of those schools offering him, because that a lot of schools in the Midwest follow Phil Parker when it comes to offers of Midwestern kids. And so if anybody thought this kid was going to be a football recruit, and it didn't really become a football recruit till Notre Dame got in the mix, if we're going to be honest about that. No, I don't think that he's flipping anywhere else to go play football. That's my understanding, is that Notre Dame presented a unique opportunity for him to, number one, be part of a really good baseball program, you know, College World Series, what, two seasons ago, right? And you know, and obviously it's a local program, high academics. That's also partly why he was at Vanderbilt, because he's a very high academic kid, and a guy that you know now gets a chance to play both sports. And so had he decided to be a football commit recruit a year ago, he doesn't have Ohio State and Georgia and Alabama on his offer list, but it's a lot more impressive offer list than the one that he has now. But here's the thing I said to you today, Vince. If Phil Parker offers a Midwestern kid, I'm down.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, just look at which program's done a better job producing DBs up until the last year or two. The answer was Iowa. You know, when it started talking, and even this year, their best corner went in round two. Notre Dame's best corner went in round five. And the only reason their best corner went in round two was because he had a knee injury and couldn't, you know, and didn't get a chance to play at the combine. So, you know, this isn't a great opportunity, and it's a huge win for Notre Dame in multiple fronts, because for football, it's kind of like, okay, low floor, high ceiling kids, got some tools. I like him more than some other people I know. I have a couple people that I whose football opinion I respect that I talk to. One guy I talk to doesn't think very highly of Brandon Logan. The other loves Brandon Logan and started kind of talking to some – you know, I think this guy's better than Ivan Taylor. And I was, okay, let's pump the brakes, you know, for now on that one. But there's a very wide varying opinion on him. But, you know, he's a kid that was a baseball commit. Notre Dame got on him. They liked his junior film. They were kind of talking to him about early on. The initial conversation, Vince, was they were actually recruiting him to come and be a walk-on on the football program. They had two safeties committed, and they were trying to get Jadon Blair. So Notre Dame was actually trying to land Brandon Logan before they offered him a football scholarship. I don't know if that would have worked because the Vanderbilt baseball angle, especially, it would have been even harder to get him to flip and be a walk-on based on the new rules that are changing for scholarships, because now baseball can give a lot more scholarships and more full scholarships, really, you know, at least larger chunks of their scholarships.
They get 30 now.
And before they were, 11.7?
Yeah.
Give out, Vince?
Yeah.
So it
they can pretty much scholarship their whole team for the most part. There's going to be a few more, but I don't know if they have limits, and I haven't looked into that. But lots more scholarships to give out, to your point.
Right. Maybe they would have been able to get him to walk on for football and play baseball previously. Once Notre Dame stepped up with a football offer, it was kind of a matter of when, not if. You know, Ryan did a story a couple weeks ago with his dad, and we had to chop out like half the comments that he gave to Ryan because they were just like, it's a done deal. You know, like, and we didn't want to take the kid's moment away, right? So Ryan's like, I'm not sure how to write this, because if I put all the dad's quotes in there, people are just going to assume that he's going to commit to Notre Dame, and we didn't want to take that moment from him. And so he actually had told Notre Dame that week. I'd have to ask Ryan when he wrote that article. I'm going to look that up, because it was weeks ago that Ryan wrote that article, and Brandon had already told Notre Dame basically that he's going to come. But he kind of, there was some uncertainty about how to do it, because he had really built a great relationship with the Vanderbilt baseball staff. And he had think about this. This kid's been committed to Vanderbilt for over 2 years. And you're just going to tell that staff, sorry. And Brandon had a really tough time with that decision. But he's been committed to Notre Dame for at least it's done, no back and forth for over 2 weeks. It was just about the timing of when this all is done, from what I'm told. So, you know, that was kind of the hang up was really just, I think he knew what he wanted to do, but it's telling the Vanderbilt baseball staff that as well.
Yeah, I totally,
this is also a huge pickup for the baseball program, because this is a top baseball player. I think Ryan had in his stats, Vince, through 3 years of high school baseball, he's a .450 hitter for his career in baseball. And he's a very – I mean, you watch his clips, Vince. You're a former high school baseball coach. Well, go watch his clips of him at different showcases and him swinging. He's got a great swing. Very fast swing, very powerful lower body. So this is a huge pickup for the baseball program at Notre Dame as well. This is actually a bigger pickup for the baseball team of what we know of Brandon Logan right now than it even is for the football program. But I do like Brandon's upside, and I like this pickup for the football program. I do. But it's an even bigger one for the baseball program.
Yeah, for sure.
It really is. And as we've seen, Notre Dame has no problem with guys playing multiple sports. No problem. Especially skill players.
Yeah.
It's a little tougher for bigger guys, but for skill players, it's just not something that they worry about. You know, they had guys on the baseball team. I think they had, Drake Bowen, obviously, on the baseball team this year. You had Jordan Faison, Tyler Buckner, and Sam Asaf on the lacrosse team. So Notre Dame has been very supportive of that. And this goes back previous to Marcus Freeman. Brian Kelly also was great about that as well. Yeah. I mean, you had Cole Kmet on the baseball team. You had Torrey Hunter Jr. played on the baseball team. Troy Pride was on the Notre Dame track team. So Pat Connaughton was a baseball and a basketball player. So this is something that Notre Dame has always been supportive of, and Brandon Logan is simply just the latest example of that. So huge pickup for the baseball team, really like the football team too. So let's talk about how the offer came about, Vince.
Oh, okay.
As I mentioned, he was a kid that Notre Dame had their eye on for a little bit now, as a guy that they were like, hey, you know, trying to find, because they, you know how it is, like with Jordan Faison and Luke Talich, like, look, we got our scholarship guys, but we're not going to stop recruiting good football players. And if this is a baseball guy, you know, we can get the baseball team to give him some baseball money, and then we can get him to walk on and be a part of what we're doing here, because they really liked him as a football player. That started to change this summer, Vince. He camped at Notre Dame's Irish Invasion this summer. And he was one of their most impressive players. You know, I didn't see him going through the testing period, but I saw him go through the position drills, and he was a very impressive player. I mean, I liked how he moved around. He moves even better on there than he did on film, in my opinion, as far as like change of direction and things like that. Because on film, we'll see when he get in the film, he's just pretty much a downhill player on film.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but when you saw him at the drills, you saw him, you know, he can turn and run a little bit better than I thought he was going to based on film. And he was an impressive player. But what really caught Notre Dame's attention, Vince, on top of being a very good player, because I'll give you a little story, right? So when we get the roster from Notre Dame, they have prospects broken into groups. Certain colors are, you know, hey, these guys are top players, and all those type of things. So you know, they had him in a group where it was like, it was clearly he wasn't a top target at the camp. But the way he performed, he became one because of how he performed, Vince. And he went came at the event. I'm trying to find his name in this sheet now. He checked in at 5'11 and a half, 186 pounds, had 32 and a quarter inch arms, which is pretty good arm length for a 5'11 guy. He did 240s. He ran a 4.44 and a 4.47. For context, Ivan Taylor the year before. Now this is, you know, year younger, but Ivan Taylor ran a 4.59 and a 4.7 flat at Notre Dame's Irish Invasion the previous year. He had a 124-inch broad jump, which is over 10 feet, and he had a 4.16 in the pro shuttle. So his testing numbers were excellent. He tied for the third highest 40-yard dash at the event. So athletically, he checked all the boxes, right? And the thing that's what kind of, yeah, the drills are great, but when he went out there and ran that, that's something that really impressed the staff. For context, there's a 2026 safety that Notre Dame is in on big time. Let me find them here. Braylon Womack, who's considered a top 30 player nationally, and he's a dude, right? He's a dude. Braylon Womack would be a huge pickup for Notre Dame next year. But Braylon checked in at 6 foot, 200 pounds. He had 31 and a quarter inch arms. So Brandon Logan's a full inch longer from an arm length standpoint. He ran a 4.5 flat and a 4.59. He had a 1.17-inch best broad jump, and his pro shuttle was 4.3. And that's a guy that we're all talking about being like a dude. There was a player who's 2 years younger than Brandon Logan, so keep that in mind. And that's Larry Moon. Larry Moon checked in at 6 foot, 177, 29 and three-quarters inch arms, ran a 4.6 flat and a 4.27 in the three-cone shuttle. So, like, athletically, his numbers were significantly better than those guys. And that's what really popped for the staff was, okay, this guy athletically checks all the boxes. Then he went out and drills and looked great. Then he immediately became the talk was walk on because they still had Ivan Taylor and they were fighting to keep Ivan Taylor in the class and they knew they were going to get Jadon Blair. Once Ivan Taylor left, it was a no brainer. This is where they were going. And they actually offered him before Ivan Taylor left the class, but they knew they felt that they didn't know they're still battling, but they had a feeling that Ivan Taylor was going to leave the class when they officially offered him a football scholarship. So as soon as Ivan Taylor left the class, there was no conversation about, well, what do we do now? It was okay. Let's offer Brandon and get him, try to convince him to come play football and turn down baseball. The other wrinkle to this too, and this is a conversation that his dad was having with Ryan, was the Major League Baseball draft came up, and there was some talk that Brandon might get drafted, and how high he got drafted might impact his decision. And I don't know that he got drafted. I don't think he got drafted because the draft is way fewer rounds now than it used to be. Remember, it used to be 50.
It's like a quarter.
It's 20 now, right?
I think it might even be less than that, to be honest with you.
It was you know, that was kind of part of it too. So once the draft got through and he didn't go, you know, high, it was like, okay, now it's time to really ramp things up with him for football. So that's kind of how this whole thing came to be, Vince. And it was a very interesting recruitment, just because you're talking about trying to convince a kid who wasn't a football recruit to play football, who was committed to a program. I mean, we've talked about this, Vince, you and I. Vanderbilt baseball, I think their most recent national title was what, like 2019, 2021? They were runners up in 2021. They won the World Series in 14 and 19. They were runners up in 15 and 21, and they've made College World Series appearances in 11, 14, 15, 19, and 21. And, you know, so it's like, it's one of those things where you're looking at it and you're like, this is kind of like Clemson going to Clemson for football, but pretend that Clemson has like a good academic program. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of that's kind of how this commitment was. So,
yeah. So now that they've got him in the class, what kind of impact? He's the third safety. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of tools, right? And you know, I'm guessing that he is a bit of a project from a football standpoint, from a getting on the field, playing safety standpoint. So what is his impact to the class?
Well, I mean, right there, you said it, right? Like, that's the big thing right there is he is a, he's that third safety in the class. They've got two different types of safeties right now in the class. Ethan Long is sort of that rangy play over the top cover guy that can come down and tackle, but he's a cover to tackle guy, cover to run support guy. Jadon Blair's, we broke him down, 6'4", 200 pounds. He'll be over 200 by the time he gets another name. Downhill, dynamic, playmaker, can play over the top, can just do everything. He was a top 50 recruit for us. Right now, Brandon Logan is sort of that a Don Shuler type of guy. He's right now on film, Vince, you watch him. He's a downhill, keep everything in front of you and explode to the football. You know, pick things off, jump in front of throws, come downhill, stick people, and play with a lot of great range downhill. Compare him last year's class. He's a lot like Kennedy Urlacher in that regard. Although he shows a lot more playmaking ability in the pass game than Kennedy showed. We didn't see a whole lot of Kennedy in coverage. We see a lot more of Brandon in coverage, or at least playing zone stuff. So he's sort of that downhill, you know, he'll do a lot of what DJ Brown did last year, you know, play that, you know, that middle robber, come downhill, sometimes line up in the box, be a good run tackler, be a guy that jumps tight ends, be a guy that jumps overs, you know, play sort of that intermediate zone. That's what he shows on film right now. That's what he adds to the class. So you get that third safety in the class. You got three last year. You've completely restocked your safety depth chart. And he's not a guy that's going to scare off the studs in next year's class. He's not going to scare off Blaine Bradford. He's not going to scare off Braylon Womack. He's not going to scare off the top safeties, the Zach Forts and the other guys that, you know, the long list of safeties that are on. He's not a guy that's going to scare them off. Where maybe Ivan Taylor and Jadon Blair might have been like, yeah, you got three guys that are top 250 recruits. Like, I'm going to go over here and be that number one dude. That's not going to be the case now with him. So he adds value, but he doesn't have that same potential negative impact on next year's safety class either. And then he adds speed. And that's something Notre Dame needs more of at safety. Vince, you and I see it, right? Like, there's good football players there, but there's not a lot of guys running 4-4-4 outside of maybe Bronte. But Bronte didn't run that a 4-4-4 at Notre Dame's camp either. He was more high 4-4s, low 4-5s at Notre Dame's camp. So this is a kid that gives you an infusion of speed and power at a position where you need an infusion of speed and power. That's kind of what his game is about, and that's what he brings to the table. So impact the class numbers-wise, but also impacts the class from a skill set that they're looking to have more of. And, you know, one of the great things about having Ivan Taylor, Jadon Blair, and Ethan Long was that they could play together. And this group can do that as well. Like, I could even see Brandon Logan even being a bit of a, when you want to go three safety looks, he can be down in the box as well. And like playing that nickel spot, you know, when you're trying to get more of a tackler zone guy down there. So I certainly could see something, because he's already 5'11 and a half, 186 as a rising senior in high school. He's got a very impressive frame. I mean, he's going to be 195 to 200 pounds pretty quickly, I would imagine. He'll never get super big because of baseball. Like, he'll never get like, oh, he's going to be a Rover or something. I don't think that'll ever happen because of baseball. Baseball is always going to keep him, you know, on the 200 to 205 at the most range, at the most, even if he gets to that. But he's a good-sized kid with power that can do a lot of things. So you can line – but you can also line him up as the field safety, and Jadon is the sort of the nickel safety, and then Ethan can be the boundary over top safety. You can put Jadon, you can flip those two guys in the back. You can put, you know, Brandon down on level two and put Jadon and Ethan on level three. So you still have a complementary group. I don't think he complements the other two quite as well as Ivan Taylor did based on what we see on film. Ivan was more of a cover guy that could do some things against the run. Brandon's more of a run guy that's going to have to learn to pass. So it's a little bit different, but there's still that aspect where these three guys can play together. And that's a very important piece of this puzzle. So, yeah, that's how it impacts the class.
Well, it's that time where we dive into the film. We can kind of show what we're talking about when it comes to his tools and what he's able to do and all of those fun things. One of my favorite parts of the show where we get to dive into the film together. And, you know, his film is good. There's no doubt about it. And you'll see some clips of him playing in the state championship game at Lucas Oil Stadium and, you know, all those different things. And so, again, he comes from Fort Wayne. So you're going to see some Fort Wayne schools on there. And, A lot of things jumped out at me when I watched his film, Brian, and we'll kind of get to those as we watch it. But there's a lot of things to like here. That's for sure.
For sure. There's some things he's got to learn, right? Some areas 100%. He's going to have to improve. He's basically just getting by on God-given ability. Mm-hmm. But again, this is a guy that's never focused on football the way that he will be moving forward.
Right.
And I'm really curious to see how his senior film looks because
agreed.
I see a good athlete on his junior film. I don't see 4.44 on his junior film. So I'm curious, like, was there a jump there? Or is it just because he's still not as comfortable playing football yet that he didn't play that way? But the numbers were phenomenal, Vince. I think it was 94 tackles and 6 interceptions last year.
Wow.
In a pretty good level of Indiana football.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Fort Wayne's got some athletes.
It goes Indy and then Fort Wayne. I mean, right. As far as the best football in the state, I mean, there's no doubt about that. And they'll be, you know, they won the 5A state championship last year. Now they're getting bumped up to 6A, and they're going to be just as competitive in 6A as they were in 5A. I mean, it's just a perennial program at Snyder, and you know they're going to be good. They're going to be really good.
Yeah. So I mean, you look at their schedule last year, Vince. In 2023, they beat Warren Central 42-20. You know, they beat Carroll 27-24. They did lose to Homestead in overtime 23-20. They beat Bishop Dwenger 33-13. They beat Wayne 37-0. They beat Northside 42-14 in the I think that was a postseason game. Beat Mishawaka 19-18. Beat Merrillville 28-0. And then beat Decatur Central in the state title game 33-6. So this is a good football team. It's a good football team. And he was obviously their most productive defensive player. So let's pop on the film, Vince, and take a peek at what Brandon has to offer. And you guys will get a chance to kind of see what we're talking about from Brandon Snyder. And the very first play is going to be exactly what we're talking about. I do love that fact. You can't dismiss that. 46 interceptions, 4 of them he returns for touchdown.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're going to see that kind of get started right away on the film. So very, very talented football player. But you're going to see again. He's number 4 on the film. All his plays that we see. I don't remember if we see a lot of clips of him kind of flipping his hips. But I love that right there. Good collision. But keeps his eyes downhill, light on his feet. Doesn't get flat footed. Doesn't get kind of rerouted. Keeps that guy in front of him. He never gets threatened vertically. Like he reads the receiver very well. The receiver never says, "Hey, I'm running by you." Right. Everything about the receiver is like I'm trying to make a move. He's patient with it and then plays with a good inside-out angle, steps in front of the ball, and picks it off. And touchdown numero uno for Mr. Logan.
Yeah, I like his nose for the football. He did a good job of staying in the hip pocket of the receiver there until it was time to break on the football and then just stepped in front of it. He kind of baited the quarterback a little bit and did a good job getting that interception.
Yeah. That's just a bad throw.
Yeah,
I mean that's just a bad ball. But you see good athleticism there, right? I mean, this is one of the few times we really kind of see him open up a little bit. See that nice little back pedal there. I mean, he's basically down at linebacker depth or almost D line depth right there. But you know, but then you see him get the ball and you see him show off some athleticism, outruns the offense to the end zone. That's one of the few plays where you start to see the speed kind of like, oh, okay, that pops a little bit.
That's the more impressive part about this play is what he did after he caught it. It looked like it was actually some defensive confusion. You had two guys in the same zone. I mean, that's not how they draw it up.
Right. This is another one. Again, you see a lot of this, you know, light on his feet, understands where he has help so he doesn't overreact at a play, keeps his eyes on the quarterback, and then, you know, finds the football. So we're going to get to some stuff here in a second where it's like, oh, he didn't return it for a touchdown. That doesn't happen very often. Is this Lawrence? No, that's not who this is. That's a nice play right here. This is playing center field, and you see him jump that ball. This is one of the few times we see this, Vince. Nice little pedal. Technique is not good here, right, Vince? I mean, he's kind of standing tall, but you see good foot quickness.
This is and then he reads athlete. It. I mean, he doesn't play a lot of center field in a lot of these clips. He's usually more the strong safety down in the box kind of a guy. This is more of him playing center field and rolling over. But, I mean, he reads the ball perfectly, high points it. But you're right. His technique is not good. And that's one of the things. That's why I said earlier he's a project.
But I love the read. Watch how quickly, he's reading that quarterback well. So that quarterback turns and throws, and he breaks on that ball in a hurry.
Right, because initially the quarterback sees him beating the linebacker. He's like, yep. Oh, this is going to be a touchdown. And yep. then all of a sudden safety comes over and robs it.
Yep, absolutely. Is that the drone?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I was wondering, I was like, what the heck is, yeah. Different, unique, very unique angle for sure. Yes,
very unique.
I like this. This is a really smooth plant and drive right here, Vince. Right. Again, technique is not great, but boom, plants gets downhill, nice, easy movements, and then you see him stick. This is where the highlight tape did not show as much of this as I would want to see. This play right here is one of them. I want to see more of this on his highlight tape because when he comes up, he can stick. This guy, it's like, don't jump into a defensive player. That's just not smart. Right? Just not smart. But look, he comes to balance, right? He's not out of control, comes to balance. Nice shifty feet. Look how long his arms, though. This is an example where you can see how long he is.
Yeah, because of his gloves.
Like, yes. You can see the whole exactly, thing. Yeah. Exactly. He's a very long athlete, which is going to help him be a very good tackler. So I
And there's plenty of clips in here where the tackles aren't great, but he puts himself in position right. to make the play. You know what
his,
I mean?
Like, his feet and feel are really good.
Right.
As he learns the technical part of things, he's going to be a lot better. But this is a nice read here. Who is this? This is Homestead, right, Vince?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I thought that field looked familiar.
The problem is Snyder doesn't have a home field. So some of their home fields, they're kind of all over the place.
Gotcha.
But they're their true road team here.
Gotcha. I didn't know that they didn't have a home field.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It's not a very nice one anyway. So they try to.
I get that.
Go elsewhere.
But here we go. Like, look, Vince comes to balance. Nice, good base. Doesn't come out of control. Not looking to knock people out. Like, he's physical, but not like an out of control, oh, I want to take everybody's head off kind of guy. And that's something that I like for a safety. Yeah, if you get a chance to light somebody up, light somebody up. But he's got good power. This is another one. Look, patience. He's got outside help. He understands, like, this one said his feel. He doesn't have to over-pursue because he's got a corner outside. That would be another safety as the support player outside, or he can play inside out, good patience. And then once he realizes that guy's got nowhere to go, you see him turn on the speed and he chases him to the sideline. So the athletic skills I like. He's just got a lot to learn technically. And he's long though. He's a long football player. That's nice pursuit right there, Vince.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's real nice speed right there. That's against Dwenger, right?
Yep, sure okay. is. You'll see another one where you can see the midfield. You
know, okay. Yeah, right there we go.
Bishop Dwenger.
I'm assuming the BD and the cross is would have made that a...
It's a giveaway.
Yeah, a little bit. That's not a shout-out to me. That sucks. I'm disappointed in the old Dwengers.
Could be.
Again, patience, Vince. Right. Like not right. out of control. He's not the perimeter support player. So he doesn't have to fly out of there out of control. He's got a nice inside out angle and actually kind of still goes a little far, but he kind of has to because of the wash. This is a good play. This kid's got nice nimble feet. You also see there's a little hip tightness there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He's got a little bit of that. He's not a super clean flip and run guy, but it's not bad. But you can see a little bit of tightness there.
He stays patient on this.
Very patient player.
Trick play, which I like.
Yep. He's got good instincts, Vince.
Absolutely.
Like, he's not just some athlete out there playing football. He is technically. But when it comes to his feel for the game, he's a pretty instinctive kid. He really is.
And he's a willing tackler. He's not afraid to stick his nose in. There's no doubt about that. The only thing that he just needs to clean up some of his technique and stuff like that. That's the biggest thing. He's right. in the right place a lot, and he likes to thump. Like that last one, he caused a fumble, you know, but he also didn't wrap up either. He just kind of dropped his shoulder. So like there's some technique stuff that needs to be cleaned up, and he needs to get a little bit more of that armor on him, right? I mean, but he didn't do that because of baseball, which I get.
Right.
But now that he's focused on football,
here we go.
He's hit that weight room a little harder.
Real quick question, Vince. It's only state title games that are played at Lucas Oil, right?
Correct.
Only the
okay. Well, they do some indie teams play there during the regular season.
No, I mean in the playoff. Like this would only be
yes.
a postseason game.
Yes, 100%.
Or championship game. That's good stuff right there. That's a good size running back, and he stands him up and gets under like this. He gets low, right? Nice base, gets low, and then he hits that guy, and it's, I'm stronger than you. Mm-hmm. I'm just, that's what it comes down to. This is a state title game, so you're playing against a good football team. I'd be very curious who that running back is. He looks like he has really good size, or was that the quarterback?
The quarterback's a big guy,
too. A little scrape over top. There's a little pedal getting over. He's got, man, his length is really impressive. He's a really long athlete. He really is. There's a lot of tackles on there that aren't on his highlight tape, Vince, that I would have liked to have seen.
I know, right? You know,
because that kid made 94 tackles last year. So he's going to get after. But you guys see the skill, yep, right? You guys see the length. You guys see the feel for the game, right? He's not just some athlete that they're going to have to teach how to play defense. You know what I mean? He's got a lot of technical work that's needed. To your point, the strength is going to need to come. The good news is a strength program in college baseball is a little different than in high school baseball.
Right.
So, you know, he'll be good there. But I don't know what kind of baseball program Snyder has, Vince. I don't, you know. I
honestly don't know either, to be perfectly honest. It never came up when I was coaching. We never went to Fort Wayne or anything like that.
Okay. So I was curious about that. But, you know, again, it's a good football player, man. This is a kid that's going to need some time. He's not, he's got good, very, you see good speed on film. I don't see 4.44. That's something I'm very much looking forward to seeing this season is what is does his speed pop a little bit more this season?
Right.
That's something I'm very, very much looking forward to, you know, kind of seeing this year. It looks like their baseball team's not great.
I kind of figured, but I didn't want to throw any shade. Yeah.
But he's very good. Yeah, he's very good. They got knocked. They had a losing record, got beat by Carroll in the playoffs 14-1. So
I mean, Carroll's a good baseball team.
Yes. Yeah. But according to Max Preps, and I don't know how many games they have him having played last year, but according to Max Preps, he hit .441 last year. Actually, I'm going to see if I can. No, that's basketball. Come on. Give me his football stats. I don't care. Or baseball stats. I don't care about basketball. It is interesting. He's a three-sport player, though.
Yeah.
But according to Max Preps, he hit .441 last year, hit .473 as a sophomore, and hit .436 as a freshman. And they have down as playing 77 career games, Vince. So it looks like. It looks like they got a lot of his games on here.
So it sounds like he was a full-time guy on varsity as a freshman because
He played 25 games. Usually
play about 25 games a year, 28 depending on.
And he had 100 at bats.
Okay.
So,
he was a starter as a freshman.
Yeah. He's struck out in 3 years 26 times. 10 of those were his freshman year, and he's walked 64 times according to these statistics. Okay. He's been hit by pitches 13 times. So that's a kid that is not afraid to lean into one. So there's no doubt about that. I'm curious about this. And he stole 26 bases last year. Okay. So in 77 games, he stole 54 bases. So that's
I like that.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. Not bad at all.
26 steals in a season. I mean, that's about one a game.
Yeah.
I mean, more or less. So that means he's getting on base and he's getting around the bases. Yeah. So
he's pitched 9 2/3 innings in his career, has 7 walks and 12 strikeouts. So not a lot of control, but he must throw hard because he's striking.
I believe he's a corner outfielder.
Yeah.
And so
he probably has an arm.
Yeah. He's probably got a gun. Yeah. So, well.
So that, Coach Stifler is going to do what some other sports have done to Coach Freeman. He's going to owe Marcus Freeman a fruit basket here. Here when we get closer to football season,
he just sat back and just got one of the better recruits in the country. Like, I mean, I'm sure he did something, but this was obviously driven by football, and he was the nice recipient of a heck of a recruit for the baseball team. So, you know, congratulations to the baseball program on getting a heck of a recruit, and you know, and obviously congratulations to the young man on committing to Notre Dame. That's awesome.
Yeah, so absolutely.
It's a good pickup for Notre Dame. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
A nice, solid pickup for Notre Dame. So that's going to do it for our breakdown of the Brandon Logan commitment, the safety out of Fort Wayne Snyder. And so he is in the class of 2025 and becomes the third safety commit to this class. And I would imagine that they are done with safety in this class, Brian, at this point. I don't want to go out on a limb, but I assume 3 is what they were aiming for in this class. And so that is that for safety. So make sure you hit the like button, the subscribe button, that notification bell, share with your family and friends. And of course, make sure that you jump on the boards, boards.irishbreakdown.com, because you would have gotten the practice report, the written version already. But stay tuned, because that is what is coming up next.